many of you believe? Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Amen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? No one. Who can stop singing?
Praise God. Hallelujah. We give God praise for this beautiful evening. All right. We are moving straight into the word tonight. If you look at what you have as your topic on the platform, you will notice that there's a scripture there already. So we're going to move in that light this evening. I believe that it's going to be very edifying, yes. And I believe that you will be blessed, you know, tonight. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you because you are a good God. We appreciate your love, your kindness. We thank you for how much you have helped us thus far. On our own, we can't help ourselves. But with you, all things are possible. And with you, all things are possible to us if we also truly believe. And so we just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. We want to say thank you for how much and how far you have brought us. All right? We are not where we used to be. We're not even where we want to be. But we have moved. Hallelujah. What we have moved. Glory to God. That's the beautiful thing about serving you, O God. We have moved from where we didn't even imagine we're going to get to or where we would be at this present stage of our lives. We have moved. Things have changed about us. We have different testimonies, even with the way the year started. And we're not ending the year the way we are even right now. Glory to God. We're ending the year super, super enriched, super, super emboldened, super, super amazing, super, super with greater testimonies in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because we in anticipation, we are thanking you for what we know that you have already done, that we are yet to see, we are yet to receive in the manifestation, in its manifestation. So we thank you, O God, for it, even in advance right now. We lift up our hands in glory. Come on, wherever you are, go ahead and lift up your hands in glory. Lift up your hands in gratitude. Lift up your hands saying, Father, I thank you because your word says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Glory to God. Are you ready tonight? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All right, Bible says that in Romans chapter in Romans chapter 4, chapter 8 that we're looking at tonight. All right, I want us to look at different translations. But before we do that, I want us to read the very familiar ones. And Bible says here in New King James, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these ones are the sons of God." Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these ones are the sons of God. I must have told you this. A lot of times when we want to talk about being led, I need you to know that the beautiful thing about being led is the fact that it has to do with life and death. Amen. It has to do with making progress or not making progress. It has to do with aligning yourself with what God is saying. It has to do with, you know, giving you an advantage over any disadvantage in life. So it's a serious matter we're dealing with, really, if we really want to be sincere. It's a very serious matter in this life that we are dealing with. So this, even the unbeliever needs to be led. He's grateful when things work out. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. The unbeliever is excited when things work out, believing that with his power, he's been able to, you know, with his achievement, with his brilliancy, with his intellect, with his intelligence, he was able to get his way. But the truth of the matter is that just as the rain falls upon the wicked and the kind, God allows mercy. Hallelujah. God allows mercy. You know, but a lot of times, and the unbeliever don't know that, but you should. Yeah, you should. And Bible makes you understand that a lot of times, even believers are envious of the wicked. Why? Because of the progress they are making. But you are forgotten that the days of the wicked are limited. So you don't get envious of them. Because the truth is that the things that you want, they would enjoy most of those things. And you'll be wondering how come they are getting more blessed. No, they are not getting more blessed. It's a matter of time. It's always a matter of time. So it looks as if, these guys are blowing money, buying cars and things like that. It's as if my own life is just not moving from where it is. I'm not, you know, blowing like I want to blow. I'm not even getting the kind of, you know, things I want. I mean, I want you to have confidence in the God that you serve. I want you to have confidence in the promises that you have read from the scriptures. And I want you to be obedient to the call. Every time the Lord speaks to you, he's calling you to a better life. The moment you open up your heart to what he's saying, you are assured of that better life. But a lot of times, we don't want to be led. Why am I saying that? I'm saying that because a lot of times the Lord wants to correct us. But we are not ready for correction. And yet, we want his direction. How do you get someone's direction when you are not ready for his correction? So the Lord wants to correct you from the mindset of having to envy or think about other people that don't even know God. And it looks as if. And also in reality of a manifestation, I mean flesh by flesh, you see a level of progress. I know that. I know. I know. But it's not compared. Hallelujah. It cannot be compared with what God has for you. It can't be compared with the things that God has provided, you right, for your own destiny. It can't be compared. All I need you to face right now is face wanting and learning how to be led. One of the things the Lord taught me about being led is, he says, start from little things. Amen. Start from little things. One of the little things is arrange your room. Hey, somebody is shouting. Arrange your room. Some people wake up and they don't lay their beds. Am I talking to somebody? Arrange your room. Because when things are disorganized, even your mind is not set. Your mind is not set. Because a lot of times, let me say something to you. Some people's physical manifestations of how they live their life, what you see around them. That's exactly how their spirits are. So you have some people that are so disorganized, they are so uncultured, they are so, you know, that's the same way the spirit is. You can actually almost like, your spirit needs a lot of adjustment here. I'm laughing. No, because it's the truth, really. A lot of people need to rearrange because those things affect your mind. You can imagine walking into a clean environment. You know, the walls are neat. The books is kept where the books have to be kept. The shoes are kept. You do understand that there's a feeling an environment like that gives you. I beg. You cannot lie about that one. There's a feeling of cleanliness. There's a feeling of arrangement. There's a feeling of, man, this place is sparkling. You know it yourself when you get into an ambience that make you feel, wow. That's the same way our spirit should be. Hallelujah. We should create a better ambience for our spirit. And it has to do with the little things the Lord is talking to you about. Yeah. You need to wake up to little instructions and do them. And the beautiful thing about this thing is that the instructions sometimes, a lot of times, doesn't have anything to do with quoting of scripture, praying, things like that. It's just little things. Little things like, take the key when you are going. Because the Spirit of God knows that by the time you come back, the person that you left in the house will have gone out and will have taken his or her own key. So the only key that you had, that you ought to carry, you did not carry because in your mind, you are coming back to meet the person. Do you know, those little things. Little things like iron your clothes tonight. Why? You know, we are in Nigeria, so the Lord knows we are in Nigeria that there will not be light by the next day. So he tells you, iron your clothes tonight because tomorrow there won't be light. But he won't tell you. You see, that's how God led Abraham. If the Lord tells you everything, then you won't be living by faith. Amen. You won't be living by faith. You need to learn to believe God because faith is believing. You need to believe the little instruction. Because it's that little instruction that will save you time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. When you allow those little instructions, it saves you time. It saves you energy. It saves you stress. So there are everyday dealings with the Holy Ghost, everyday dealing with our Father, where the Lord talks to you, corrects you, teaches you, and ministers to you. This is a ministration. When the Lord tells you what to do and you are not doing it, He's ministering to you. You have refused to be ministered to by not doing what He's asking you to do. The moment you do it, there is relaxation. The moment you do it, there is joy. The moment you do it, there is rest of mind. But the moment we don't do those things, you can imagine the examples I gave you, which are normal every day. But you just have that thing of, I will do it later. The moment you start procrastinating when the Spirit of God talks to you, one of the things you start doing to yourself is that you start dulling yourself. You dull your sense of hearing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You begin to dull your sense of hearing. So over time, if you are consistent at procrastinating, consistent at when you procrastinate, is equal to ignoring. So that's another point. You know, the more you ignore, the more you procrastinate all of those things that you do, you will begin to notice that it's not as if you're not hearing God's voice, but you're not alert to spiritual things the way you should. You won't be alert. You won't be alert. And that's one way of dulling yourself because you have trained yourself not to be alert. That's what you are doing to yourself. The moment you pick up wanting to hear God again, you will hear Him. But the moment you keep doing these things and you are now, you know, one of the things I have found out in life is that the more you do something, the more you get become a master over that thing. Yeah. If you like to lie, which is one major thing that happens to believers, believers that lie dull themselves from hearing God. Yeah. You will dull yourself from hearing God. Because you are training yourself in a false life, not in the truth. Listen to me. I've always said it. See, tell the truth. Nobody can kill you. Max, they'll be disappointed. Ah. But one major thing that happens to me that makes me tell the truth all the time is I want to have a clear conscience between me, man, and God. Yeah. You need to cultivate habits like that. Cultivate habits like that. Habits that will make you sleep well at night. Amen. Yeah. When you alone are with yourself, you're not feeling like something is wrong, but rather you are feeling happy with yourself. Because there are things that you and I might want to hide. Well, whatever you are hiding, I want to say something to you. Ensure that whatever you are hiding are things that are not evil spoken. Whatever you are hiding, make sure there are things that are not evil spoken. There are things that are not going to spoil your character or make man that knows you to be a child of God to become disappointed in you. Don't hide things that make you look like you are not a believer. Don't do that. Whatever you are doing from today that you are telling yourself, it doesn't matter, Jerry, nobody sees me. Immediately you think like that, that thought or that thing you are doing is evil. It's evil. So what do you do? Don't do it. The moment the thought goes in, Jerry, nobody cares about that one, Jerry. Let me just do it and it's just this one. The moment you start thinking, those soft thoughts, those are devilish thoughts that the enemy sells into our minds. But the Spirit of God is talking to you at the same time, telling you no. No. So what do you do? You ignore. What do? You decide, to go the other way. One thing you and I must know is that as the Spirit of God is leading the children of God, the spirit of the enemy is also leading the other children. Amen. Yeah. Bible says that Satan is the father of liars. He's the father. So if you love to lie, or you just something happens and you are quick to tell a lie, you're quick to cover up with a lie, you need to be careful because you are already selling your soul gradually. You're selling out. On something that would be that is supposed to be an advantage to you, it now becomes a disadvantage. Why? Because you have mastered the art of lying. You have mastered the art of one thing. Let me say something. Lying is when you can look at the truth and you can tell yourself, "I'm comfortable with the lie." Yeah, that's what lying is. You look at the truth and you tell yourself, "I'm comfortable." So it's not that you don't know the truth. It's the fact that I'm not ready to do the truth. So I'm comfortable with the lie. So what you're simply saying, let me make it bad because that's the truth. Whatever I want to say right now is the truth. It's because you are also now saying that I am comfortable with the enemy. And Bible says that whoever makes himself friend with the world has turned himself to become an enemy before God. You turn yourself to become an enemy. You turn yourself, because you are not ready for a leading of the Spirit of God. You are not leading for a culture, a conduct of the Spirit of God. You prefer unconsciously for you, because a lot of times people don't know the extent of some of the things that they do when they make a decision that is not in accordance with scriptures. A lot of people don't know. They just do it and then they don't feel, let me go and ask for forgiveness of sin. But you need to see, you need to ask yourself, what's the motive? What's the motive? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Is it right? Some people do some things and they get away with it. But let me say something. It comes out at the long run. I'm addressing a case right now. The case happened like, I think 2 years ago. I'm addressing it today. Can you imagine? And it's a case of lies. Lies. So these are some of the things that you need to be careful. See, anything evil eventually will come back. Some will come back after 10 years, 20 years, 15 years. They will come back. And when they come back ugly. So it will not look like a wound that was now opened. Something that, do you understand what I'm saying? It will look like a fresh wound. And you'll be wondering, some people don't even know. Some people have even forgotten. They're already living their life. That thing will just come from nowhere. And that's because you have allowed yourself to master the heart. So you need to be careful, child of God. You need to be careful. You need to be careful. Oh, God. You need to be careful. This is not what God wants for you and I. I like you to know that every time that you allow yourself to be matured, to be led. I've said what I want to say. Every time you allow yourself to be led by the Spirit of God, you are telling yourself, I want to mature. That's what you're saying. I want to mature. Every time you hear something and you do it, open the door, close the door. Those little instructions, give to somebody, sow a seed, pray for this person. All those little instructions, the moment you start doing it, the moment you start mastering how to hear from God, and then you start maturing, because the things the Lord will ask you to do are things that eventually when you do them, there's an advantage. All right, so let me read another same scripture, but another version of scripture so that you can see what I'm saying. It says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. All right? It says, the mature children of God are those who are moved. Are you hearing that? It says, the mature children of God. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons. So he's saying that the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? It means that the Holy Spirit just nudges you and you don't dilly-dally, you are quick, you're obedient, you are willing. Sometimes we are quick, we're obedient, but we're not willing. So it's not complete. You have to be willing. It's like maybe something happened between you and someone and the Spirit of God tells you, you begin to feel like, go and apologize. Then you now start fighting. Why should I apologize? He's the one that offended me. She's the one that offended me. I didn't do anything. How can she or he talk to me like that? Why you are doing all that? The Spirit of God is saying, go and apologize. Go and apologize. And you're like, no, Lord. Don't you understand? You're not even saying Lord or something. You're just arguing. See, let me say something to you. The moment the Lord tells you to do something, or the moment you think, let me use the word think. The moment you think of something that is positive, that is good, and then you now notice that there's an argument going on your inside, go and do that thing. Go and do that thing. Otherwise, the argument that you're having will win. And the moment the argument wins, what it means is that you have successfully analyzed the instruction you heard first, which by the time you look at what came first, you will notice that it's a good thing to do. It's just that you are too proud, or your flesh is too angry, or your flesh is not willing. A lot of times when money leaves you, you are not willing. Why? The money came one way. And one of the things I have learned about money is that when the Lord tells me, sow that seed. Okay, like today. Now, let me give you an example of something that happened today. Today, I was in a supermarket, and I was trying to, and I was just on my own. And I saw someone that knows me. I know that the person knows me, So I tried to avoid the person because I just wanted to be on my own. I didn't want to greet. I didn't want anybody to collect my bag, all that, if they see me. So eventually the lady, the lady walked past me, and I was able to walk past her without her noticing. That was the second time. By the third time, when I saw her, I just told myself, "Oh, gotta stop this thing now. Greet." So by myself, I had to greet because I couldn't pass again. So after the minute I greeted, she collected the things I was buying. She took them to the place I was gonna pay and all that. She asked her brother to come and monitor everything and everything like that. And of course, she also had to sow a seed right there. And I received the seed. I thanked her and she disappeared. I didn't see her again. So a lot of times for me, I've learned from the Holy Ghost. I've learned. You know, now she was able to sow that seed. Immediately she sowed that seed, I was going to pay for what I wanted to pay for. And I heard in my spirit, sowed that seed. That's how life is now. I collected a seed. I thanked the Lord. Have I thanked the Lord at that time? I'm not sure. I think it was later I thanked the Lord. You know, I collected the seed. I thanked God. I thanked her. You know, and then I was about to pay. And as in, it was like, you have to sow from that seed. Immediately, I just removed the money, put it aside, and I paid with my money. I paid with my money for the things I bought. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you are receiving. You need to learn to do what? Give. You need to learn to hear God tell you, do this, and be willing to do it. Because it's a circle. Life is a circle. Kindness goes, kindness comes. Kindness goes, kindness comes. Kindness goes from you, it comes back. Kindness goes from you, it comes back. Money goes from you, it comes back. Love goes from you, it comes back. I mean, in different ways, not from the same person, and you know it. This is how God leads us, children of God. This is how God leads us every day of our lives. We are enjoying a natural way of living for the Lord. A natural way. It's stressless. The moment you can align your spirit man with the Spirit of God, it is stressless. I mean, sometimes it's go and check the tire of the car and you refuse, and then you get on a journey, and on the journey, the tire goes down. You start saying, and this thing came to me. Oh, it came to me that I should check the tire. Or it came to me that I should check the water. Or now the gasket has burned. You know, there are so many things the Lord wants to lead us away from. Can you just lift up your hands where you are and say, I'm led away from evil. Hallelujah. I'm led away from evil. All the days of my life, I'm led away from dishonor. I'm led away in the name of Jesus from disappointments. In the name of Jesus, I'm led away from every plan and strategy of the enemy. I'm led away in the name of Jesus. I'm led away. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm led away from defeat. I'm led away. From depression. I'm led away in the name of Jesus. Come on. I'm led away from lack. I do good. Ekima kosokoto. Librokosha. I'm led away. Imaruso. Fekoso kantaya labosa. Rekiba shankatoya labasinkerende. Librokosa kataya. I'm led away from everything that will cause sorrow to me. I'm led away. I'm led into joy. Glory to God. I'm led into testimonies. Amen. I'm led into the blessing. Kibakoso. I'm led into where God wants me to be helped by other men. In the name of Jesus, I'm helped. In the name of Jesus, I'm helped because I'm a mature son of God. I hear the voice of my Father. I do the little, little things I'm told to do. I'm a better person all the days of my life. I'm better. I'm led. I'm led away from ugly situations to beautiful situations. In the name of Jesus, I'm ending the month of November with gladness, with fullness, with joyfulness, in the name of Jesus, because I'm led away from every plans of the enemy. I'm led into the plans of God as I end this month and cross into the month of December. Ending this year is my joy. Hallelujah. Ending this year. I'm ending this year joyfully. I'm ending this year ticking the list of my faith in the name of Jesus. I'm ending this year with God sending men and women that will help me. Oh, glory to God. I want to say something right now. I want you to think about what I'm about to say. I heard in my spirit that most people have ended the year. Oh, glory. I think I've said it before, that the year has ended for some people. You know how the year ends for you? The year ends for you because there's a plan already for 2021 and you're already unfolding it. Why? Because you are able to see, not because you are planning, is that the Lord has put a new calendar already. You can work with God's calendar in another year. You can. Yeah, you can. You can. You can. You are still in 2020, but you're already working. All right, you're already in 2021 because you can see the calendar. You can see, and you're saying, Father, I thank you. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to, I see your hand. I see what you're doing. All right, and you're really seeing it. You're seeing it. You're seeing, not because you planned. This is what I'm going to do in 2021. No, what God is already planning for you. You are able to see. Abakine kebokoto. I love this. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Some people will say, I'm getting married. Not because they even have any man. Not because of that. But they just have that assurance that the Lord told me about 2021. He told me about 2021. So for some people, it's that he told me about 2021. He gave me the date, the month. He told me where I'm even going to be. And all of those things just begin to unfold. It's the work of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The work of the Spirit. For some, it's that I'm not going to be in 2021. I see myself not in the country. I see myself out of the country. And I'm doing this with this person. I'm doing this with this person. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bible says He orders the steps of the righteous. Our steps are ordered already into 2021. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mekia makataya labosa. Lembro koshekia kasukre do katoya. Woo! Changes are coming. Changes are here. Changes, changes. Changes, changes. A level is changing. A level is changing. Better than you used to be. Oh, a better than you is coming. A better than you is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. A better than you right now. All right. So where you are right now is not the best that you can be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bible says the path of the just is a shining light. It shines ever brighter. There's a brighter world for you. There's a brighter life. Oh, Garima Kesukataya Labosha. Oh, you keep moving. You keep making progress. You keep advancing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how the Spirit of God leads His children. We're led, everybody. We're led. We're led. We're led into glorious destinies. Waled Igbarina Kashime Kesuka. Waled. Waled. Waled Emarama Kasakete Yekibo Kosokoto. Waled into the things that God will want us to enjoy. Amen. Waled. And that's why we need to cooperate with what He's doing. Amen. We need to cooperate. We need to cooperate in the name of Jesus. Cooperate. Cooperate with the assignment that God has put in your care. Cooperate. Be the best at what God is asking you to do in this time and season. How do you know that you are the best? By being obedient. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And there are times about you need to take authority. All right? The Lord is leading you and then you are, there's so much confusion going on your inside. You need to take authority over those confusions. You speak against them and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I stop this confusion. I stop this belief, these suggestions of the enemy. I stop them and I clear my heart. I clear my head. I clear so I can hear you greatly. I can hear you well. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You do that to yourself. You do that yourself. I take authority over my mind right now. I have a sound mind. Oh, my head is cleared of any confusion. I hear well. I see well. I know what to do. So you need to do that so that it will be clear. Whatever it is, it has to be clear. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm so excited about tonight. I mean, I'm excited about the fact that God is even asking us to talk about what I'm talking to you about tonight. All right? I'm so excited. I want to end the meeting right away. I believe that God is already doing great things right now, even in your heart. All right? He says the true children of God. Listen to that. He says the true children. That means that people that are led by God are true children. They are true to God. All right? Not that the rest of the people that are not led or are refused to yield to the leading of, they are not the children of God. But I mean, there's a definition of sonship. You know, there's a way someone feels when I know that when I call, anytime I call you and I say I need something done and you do it, there's a way that person feels about you. I'm not lying about what I'm about to say. God also feels the same way. I just call you bow and you answer and I tell you what I need you to do and you do it. I mean, you are taking off a lot from me. See, oh God. Woo! Woo! I need to look for scripture for what I'm about to say. But this is true. This is so fatherly. This is so fatherly. All right, call one, he answers. I call the other one, he grumbles. I won't call you again. Even if I call you, how shall I manage to call you? Because I don't know when you will change. And that's the reason why God is so awesome. He's not like the Father on earth. He gives everyone free choices, free chances. All right? And he never gives up, even on the one that is stubborn, the one that is not yielding, the one that is not in the right frame of mind. He doesn't give up. Hallelujah. That's why he's not a man. Bible says he's not a man that he will lie, or a son of a man that he will repent of his word. He's not a man. You know, but I'm also using those analogies to help us see that there are things that you do that makes you endear. I mean, what did David do that makes him the man after God's own heart? Think about it. Bible talks about David as the giver. He gave everything, anything. He was a giver. He gave God everything. To the point that God told him, you won't be the one that will build the temple. He still went to go and look for all the material. Oh God. And he called him a cut temple. You're not the one that will build the temple. He still went to get all the materials, getting them prepared for whoever it is that God will want to build his temple, who happens to be his son. He didn't have a business doing that. That just shows the heart of who David is. Why won't he be the one after God's own heart? Even with the fact that he messed up, he sinned. You know, his repentance was so genuine. He was so remorseful. Glory to God. You know, the child died. He didn't curse God like they advised Job to do. I'm just letting you see some things, some characters in the Bible that makes you begin to study why God shows greater interest in some people more than some other people. It is true. You endear yourself to the heart of someone by doing something. You do something. You don't just be on your own. You help. You yield. You sow. Oh God, you rejoice, you praise. Nobody's watching you, but God is. And he blesses that heart. Why? Because one thing that you need to understand is God is big on his children. Whether the ones that have come to him and the ones that are not yet. And that's the reason why tonight, if you look at what we're looking at, it says the mature sons of God. Who are the mature sons of God? The ones that they are prompted by the Holy Spirit and they yield immediately. The ones that are led by the Spirit of God and they follow immediately. The ones that are obedient. The ones that are willing. Those are mature children of God. Others are babies. The more you make yourself useful in the hands of God, the more mature you are. Hallelujah. The more mature you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Could you just lift up your hands when you are and just bless the name of the Lord right now tonight? Awesome time tonight. You will agree with me, right? Awesome time tonight. Just lift up your hands and say, Lord, I'm led by you. I'm a mature son of God by yielding to you, by hearing from you, by allowing myself to be used by you. Oh, glory to God. I declare that I am endeared to your heart. Yes. 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 I decide to be closer and closer. I do what the little things that you want me to do. I yield easily. Hallelujah. I don't struggle or analyze what you want me to do. I do what you want me to do, when you want me to do it, and how you want me to do it, however how foolish it may sound to my hearings. I'm ready, oh God. I'm here ready, oh God. Come on, will you go ahead and just allow the Spirit of God minister to you tonight? Oh, I'm ready, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me. Help me. Some of us want to be good entrepreneurs. You need some entrepreneurial Holy Ghost skills. You know, apart from the books that we're reading, there are things that God just gives to you. Bible says he giveth power to make wealth. You don't read that one in the book. It is a leading. It is a leading. He just leads you into wealth making. He gives you the idea and the desire. He gives you the ideas that work. You have thought of different ideas. This one he's going to give you is going to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, tonight we give you praise, oh God. Thank you, Father, for leading us. Oh, we follow you, oh God. Bakia Bakasonka. Could you go ahead and just lift up your hands, talking in other tongues? Lord, I am helped by you in this season. Mera Kashige Dogananonka. I'm helped by you in this season. Medukoto Labakante Lengo Sokata Yala Kosha. I'm helped to see what you want me to see in this season. Hallelujah. Ekura Kataba Kina Monja Gando Legra Dosa Katoya. Some of us wants to be CEOs. CEOs doing what? For the Lord, doing what God will want you to do. Akima Kasoka. Some of us want to be certified. We want to be trained. We want to be referred to. We want to be good business people. We want to be good wives. We want to be good husbands. We want to be supernatural in our approach. All of these things have to do with you aligning yourself with the Spirit of God. He will tell you what course to study. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will tell you where the money is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will tell you where the babe is, that will become your wife eventually. He will tell you where the guy is that will become your husband eventually. He will tell you how to be the better husband and how to be the better wife. He will tell you how to train your children. I mean, the Holy Ghost is just everything. Hallelujah. That's what Bible calls him. He's everything to us. Everything. Namashiba gada koto yalabakato. Ego sokara gadosa manta yalabosa. For the next 5 minutes or less, I'd like you to just go ahead and just talk in other tongues tonight. E barando rokotosa kata yalabashi bigedosa. Lengedoso kata yalabrakinde legedosa. Manzu freno shanakat. E garakata yarakate. Lengotoya rakato yeregedosa. Manzu brado shamaka suprede karaka. E masumprena na 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 na. E lada du shamakat. Katoya Lagadeya Lembrokoto Lembrokoto Akasukata Eko Shimene Karudo Raba Supra Doka Rakata Legedosa Mazandele Bashibere Arakata Akata 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 Lambrokoto Rakada Ebronishe Mekira Gadosa Mandolo Bokorokoto Labakataya Ragadesa Manda Rakato Rakabaro Koto Labakinde Rigedo Sokira Masumpredosha Rabakatala Kosoko Rameno Nono Shimene Kodoko Rabasupradoka Rakata Inana Shimene Nekura Barabasokataya Lamoto Engoro Koto Rakabar Katabrakateya Lengoro Shimanta Yegadosa O Barasu Bredosa I'm helped by you, O God. Enanaka yagada. I'm helped in this season, Amande. Lebarike ruko tora kedia. Rabakoso kata lemba. I'm a steward. I keep hearing that word. Egadosa, he says, you are a steward. A steward of the things that I put you in charge of. A steward of the places that I allow you to go. A steward. You are a steward. A steward to do the things that I have put in your heart to do. You are a steward. Ikamaka yeke yeke. Yeka rakata alekrodosa. And I will empower my steward. Hallelujah. I would empower my stewards. Hallelujah. Mashime de keranga. Raki sokala kiseke tolimbra nekedusa. Andorosa. You are my steward. Hallelujah. Ara masu karakatoka rakateya. Lembrokosha makoso keregedosa. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I work for you, O God. I work for my Father. Marakata yalabakata. Eneni shigere ketu yaragadosa. Makuso karabakuto libra kinde. Limana sumono. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Come on, we're ending 2020 so well. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited. Thank you, Father. We give you praise, O God. Thank you for tonight. It's been an awesome time hearing from you, talking about you, you know, and allowing you to talk back to us, O God. Thank you, Father, for tonight. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the words that flow through my lips. I'm grateful for the hearers that are hearing me tonight. I'm grateful for the things that you have deposited in their hearts. We await testimonies in this house. Things are happening for us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We give you praise, O God. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! All right. Have a great, great, great evening. Enjoy the rest of the hours of today and have a good rest. It's weekend. All right. I hope none of you slept on me. If you did, please go back and listen to the message. But I want to believe you didn't. All right. It was a beautiful anointing. Yeah, anointed tonight. And I believe that you have been empowered and strengthened. All right. And I want you to be strong and to pray, all right? Pray in this season. It's a new season upon us. And I believe that there's going to be a refocusing, glory to God, a reorganization, a restructuring, and a re-evaluation. Hallelujah. All right, so please, I need you to wake up. Things are happening. Don't sleep off and then sleep. Let them sleep away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you praise, O God. Thank you so much. All right, guys, have a beautiful, beautiful evening. I love you guys as always. And I need you to know that this season is the best season that you can think of because it's going to end well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Wow. Thank you, God.
Too big for error, you're too wise for mistakes. You
are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say
you're too big,
hey, forever. You're too wise,
you're too wise
for mistakes.
Flaws
inside.